Liquortainment Inc. is the DIY Garage Bar, Man Cave & More podcast, inspired by the Facebook group of the same name. It's all about celebrating the DIY home bar spirit. We'll be diving into the nitty-gritty of turning your garage or basement into a dream bar, from picking out glassware, barware, and things needed to set the mood of your bar, to learning about cooling, heating, soundproofing, lighting, and more. But it's not just about the physical space. We'll also be exploring delicious cocktail recipes, unconventional drink ideas, and the best ways to create a welcoming atmosphere for your friends and family. So get ready to be inspired, entertained, and motivated to unleash your inner DIY home bar guru. And with that, let's get started with our episode. Cheers. What's up, Garage Warriors? Ben here from Liquortainment Inc., and welcome back to the podcast where we turn your man cave into the neighborhood's premier drinking establishment. Today we're talking Oktoberfest. And before we dive in, I gotta share that our local brewery's Oktoberfest is one of the best. The new Ulm Oktoberfest in Minnesota was voted the 7th best Oktoberfest celebration in the US by USA Today readers for 2025. So you guys in the DIY Garage Bars group have been asking about bringing Oktoberfest to your setups. And brother, do I have some golden nuggets for you today. We're talking history, beer recommendations that won't break the bank, food that'll make your neighbors jealous, and most importantly, how to turn your garage into Munich without your wife filing for divorce over the credit card bill. We record this podcast in West Central Minnesota. In our region, we have our own Oktoberfest, a day of fun, food, and festivities. Whether you're coming with family or friends, this event is always a blast. It's in the small German town of New Ulm in Minnesota. It's $10 to get in, and kids under 12 are free. It's at the Schell's Brewery. They even brew an award-winning limited edition Oktoberfest lager that is perfect for the Oktoberfest celebrations. It is a Märzen that is true to German tradition, only brewed once a year to celebrate the fall harvest. Enough about that. How do you create your own Oktoberfest? That's the question. First up, let me drop some history on you, because nothing impresses your drinking buddies like random German trivia. Oktoberfest started back in 1810, and get this, it wasn't even about beer originally. Crown Prince Ludwig was getting married to Princess Therese, and they threw this massive party in Munich. The whole city showed up, they had horse races, everyone got hammered, and somebody said, "Hey, we should do this every year." And boom, Oktoberfest was born. Talk about a wedding reception that got out of hand. Now, when you think Oktoberfest, you're probably picturing guys in leather shorts that cost more than your monthly beer budget, right? Those are lederhosen, and yes, grown men actually wear them. Then you've got the ladies in dirndls, those traditional dresses that somehow make pretzels look even better. And don't forget the Oompa bands, because nothing says authentic German experience, like a tuba player who's been hitting the Märzen since breakfast. But here's where it gets real, fellas. The beer. You can't just throw some Bud Light in a stein and call it Oktoberfest. You need the good stuff. Let me break down two of my favorites that you can actually find without selling a kidney. First up, Paulaner Oktoberfest. This beer is like that reliable friend who always shows up with pizza. It's malty, smooth, and goes down easier than your buddy's excuses for missing poker night. About $5.50 for a six-pack, so it won't destroy your budget. Then there's Hofbräu Original. Now this one's got some bite to it. Think of it as the beer equivalent of your uncle who tells inappropriate stories but somehow gets away with it. It's got this crisp, almost spicy finish that'll wake up your taste buds. Runs about $6 for a six-pack, but trust me, it's worth every penny. Both of these beat the hell out of those watery domestic options when you're trying to create an authentic vibe. Now, if you want to get a little fancy without breaking the bank, let me throw two more recommendations at you. Spaten Oktoberfest is like the sophisticated cousin who went to college but still knows how to party. It's got this beautiful amber color and a smooth, clean finish that'll make you feel like you actually know what you're talking about when someone asks about mouthfeel. Runs about $7 for a six-pack, which is still reasonable for what you're getting. And if you really want to impress the beer snobs in your group, grab some Weihenstephaner Oktoberfest. This brewery has been around since 1040. That's not a typo, folks. They've literally been making beer for almost 1,000 years. It's like drinking history, except history tastes way better and doesn't put you to sleep like your high school textbook did. It'll cost you about $8.50 for a six-pack. But when someone asks where you got such good beer, you get to drop that oldest brewery in the world knowledge bomb.
Hey, podcast listeners. Are you tired of the same old cable TV, craving more? Then you need TA Entertainment. Imagine this. 9,000 plus live channels, all the premium movie channels you can dream of, and every sports package imaginable. NBA, NFL, you name it, we've got it live. And that's not all. TA Entertainment boasts a massive library of 78,000-plus on-demand movies and 9,000-plus TV series. That's more entertainment than you can shake a stick at. Stream seamlessly on all your devices. Fire Stick, Fire Cube, Chromecast, Google Box, Android, Apple, you name it. TA Entertainment, the only entertainment you'll ever need. Visit taentertainment.net to learn more and start your free trial today. Don't miss out on the ultimate entertainment experience. Visit taentertainment.net now. Let's get back to the podcast.
Now let's talk food, because what's the point of good beer without something to soak it up? Pretzels are obvious. Get the big soft ones, not those tiny cardboard things from the gas station. Bratwurst is king, but here's a pro tip. If you can't find good German sausage, Italian sausage works in a pinch. Don't tell my dead granny I said that, though. She might find a way to revoke my German heritage drinking privileges. Let me give you some more food wisdom here, because man cannot live on bratwurst and pretzels alone. Though God knows I've tried. Sauerkraut is essential, but don't just dump it out of a can and call it a day. Heat that stuff up with some beer, throw in a few caraway seeds if you're feeling fancy, maybe some diced onions. Suddenly you've got a side dish that actually tastes like something other than sadness. And potato salad, but we're talking German style here, which means warm and made with vinegar, not mayo. I know, it sounds weird if you're used to the American version, but trust the process. Is it good? I have no idea. I don't eat the stuff. With that said, I should probably just turn in my Kiss Me I'm German card. And chicken. Jesus, do the Germans love their chicken at Oktoberfest. We're talking whole roasted birds, crispy skin, the works. Last time I checked, they go through about 200,000 chickens during the real Oktoberfest in Munich. That's more poultry than a KFC convention. For your garage setup, just grab some rotisserie chickens from the grocery store and pretend you spent all day roasting them. Your secret's safe with me. Let's talk money for a minute, because throwing an Oktoberfest party doesn't mean you have to eat ramen for the next 3 months. Here's my budget breakdown for a party of 8 people. You're looking at about 80 bucks for beer if you stick to my recommendations, maybe 30 for food if you're smart about it, and 10 bucks for decorations from the dollar store. That's 120 bucks total, which is less than what most people spend on a single night out at a fancy restaurant. And the best part? Your friends will remember your garage party way longer than they'll remember that overpriced steak they had downtown. All right, let's get to the fun stuff. Turning your garage into a German beer hall without your neighbors thinking you've lost your damn mind. Blue and white decorations are your best friend here. Hit up the dollar store for streamers, balloons, whatever they've got in those colors. Hang some Christmas lights if you want that beer tent glow. And if you really want to go all out, print some German flags off the internet. Nobody's going to check if they're historically accurate after 3 beers. Now let's talk tunes. Because nothing kills the Oktoberfest vibe faster than having Baby Shark come up on shuffle. You want that authentic Oompa band sound. But since hiring actual German musicians might cost more than your mortgage, we're going digital. Search for Oktoberfest playlist on Spotify. There's dozens of them. Look for songs like Ein Prosit, In München steht ein Hofbräuhaus, and Die Woodies. Don't worry about pronunciation. After a few beers, everyone sounds German anyway. And speaking of entertainment, you gotta have some games lined up. Hammerschlagen is this German game where you try to drive nails into a tree stump using the pointy end of a hammer. Now, mixing sharp objects with alcohol might sound like a lawsuit waiting to happen, but it's surprisingly addictive. We have a Noggle game, that's K-N-O-G-G-L-E at noggle.net. If your insurance agent is already giving you dirty looks, stick with beer pong, but call it beer pong. Everything sounds more authentic with a German accent. You can also do a stein holding contest, see who can hold a full beer mug out at arm's length the longest. Warning, this game has no winners, only very sore shoulders. Here's where it gets interesting, guys. You know how Americans always try to be more authentic than the actual thing? Well, most American Oktoberfest celebrations are actually more German than what you'll find in modern Germany. We're over here obsessing over traditional music and Lederhosen while half the Germans are showing up in jeans and sneakers. It's like we're more committed to their traditions than they are. Classic American overachieving right there. And speaking of German efficiency, let me hit you with some fun facts that'll make you the most interesting guy at your own party. The Germans have a term called Bierleichen, literally means beer corpses. That's what they call people who've had too much and are passed out in the beer tents. Imagine explaining that to your wife. Honey, I wasn't drunk, I was just practicing German vocabulary. Here's another fun fact that'll make you sound like a genius. The traditional Oktoberfest toast is O-Zapft is, which means it's tapped. The mayor of Munich says this when he taps the first keg, officially starting the festivities. Fun tradition, right? Well, here's the kicker. In 1950, the mayor needed 12 hits with the hammer to get the tap in. 12. That's either really tough wood or the guy needed more practice. Since then, mayors have been judged on how many hits it takes. The current record holder did it in one swing, which honestly makes him more qualified for office than half the politicians I know. The lost and found at the real Oktoberfest is absolutely insane. We're talking thousands of items every year. Wallets, phones, car keys, and get this, dentures. Dentures! How do you lose your teeth and not notice? Well, Klaus, I remember drinking, I remember singing, but somewhere between the third Stein and the chicken dance, my smile went missing. They also find wedding rings, which honestly explains a lot about beer tent decision making. All right, guys, time for some real talk. Oktoberfest is about having fun, but let's keep it safe and smart. Set up a designated driver rotation, keep some water bottles handy, and maybe have some crackers or bread around to help soak up the alcohol. And for the love of all that's holy, know your limits. Nobody wants to be that guy who ends up face first in the sauerkraut. Trust me, that's not a good look. And it's definitely not authentically German. Even the actual Germans pace themselves. Those beer tents stay open for 16 hours. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And let's talk about the morning after, because nothing ruins a great party like spending the next day scraping bratwurst grease off your garage floor. Pro tip, lay down some cheap plastic tablecloths before people arrive. They cost like $2 each, and when the party's over, you just roll them up and toss them. Your concrete floor will thank you, and more importantly, your wife won't ban future garage gatherings. Also, keep a cooler full of water and maybe some aspirin handy for the next day. Your friends will remember that kind of thoughtfulness, and they'll definitely come back for round two. You know what really makes these garage Oktoberfest parties special? It's not the perfect decorations or the most authentic beer. It's the memories you create. Last year, my neighbor Jim tried to do the chicken dance after his fourth Hofbräu and ended up tangled in my Christmas lights. Instead of being embarrassed, he turned it into this whole comedy routine. Now, every time we get together, someone brings up Jim's interpretive light dance, and we all crack up. That's the magic of these gatherings. The imperfect moments that become legendary stories you'll tell for years. So don't stress about getting everything perfect. Focus on getting it fun. Look, at the end of the day, Noggle.net in your garage isn't about being perfect. It's about good beer, good friends, and good times. Sure, you might not have an Oompa band, but you've got Spotify and a decent speaker system. You might not have authentic German sausages, but you've got a grill and some attitude. And you definitely don't need Lederhosen. Nobody wants to see that much of your legs anyway. So there you have it, Garage Legends. Your complete guide to bringing Oktoberfest home without breaking the bank or your marriage. Grab some Paulaner or Hofbräu, fire up that grill, hang some blue and white decorations, and create some memories. And remember, if anyone questions your authenticity, just tell them about the Bierlikon. That'll shut them up real quick. Thanks for tuning in to Liquortainment Inc., and keep those garage bars flowing, my friends. Until next time, stay thirsty, stay creative, and remember, life's too short for bad beer and boring parties. Prost. Thank you for tuning in to Liquortainment Inc., the podcast where DIY home bar owners can enhance their bar experience and discover the latest brands and products, all inspired by our thriving DIY garage bars, man caves, and more Facebook group of nearly 1 million members. Make sure you check out any of the brands we've mentioned on this podcast. By providing us with samples of their products, they are helping us provide you with content for our Facebook group and this podcast. Join us for future episodes as we dive into the world of DIY garage bars, man caves, and more, exploring all things home bar related and enlightening interviews with brand experts. Don't forget to subscribe and we'll catch you on the next episode. We'd like to see your DIY home bar on our public Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/garage bars. Until next time, cheers.